have my audio rolling here, Jim. The stimulus package news, what do we know about what's in that package and what's important for agriculture?
Well, for farmers and most Americans, it's a rescue package. I think the stimulus part is going to come out later on, perhaps in a well-expected or anticipated phase four, if not phase five. So I think we have some more assistance coming. For agriculture, it's a cash flow lifeline, if you will. There's authorization for $9.5 billion for payments to cattle producers, dairy producers, and other producers impacted by the COVID-19 virus. And in addition, the measure boost the Commodity Credit Corporation borrowing authority as much as $14 billion. So that's a clear signal to me, at least, that later on, probably sometime this summer, we'll have another announcement of a program similar to, but probably named different than the market facilitation program, because it'll be more expansive, it'll cover more crops and livestock, and it'll be more flexible. So, but those were the major elements, but there's another one. It's complicated, but this package, this $2 trillion rescue package, it includes $350 billion, that's a chunk of change, under Small Business Administration loans. Now, the key for agriculture is whether or not they can apply for those. Most people tell me they can't, but I would stress to your listeners that they should check with their accountants and banker, because those are going to be outright grants. They're initially called loans, but they're going to be forgiven if the recipient follows through with the requirements. So those were the nutshells. We had almost $9 billion for child nutrition programs, $450 million for commodity food purchases for emergency food aid through food banks and other non-profit groups. That'll be good for dairy, because it's not a question of if. It's when USDA comes out into the market and purchases a chunk of dairy products.
And too, Jim, another thing I'd like to talk about is we found out about some waivers that are being granted for H-2 workers, which agriculture uses a lot of that foreign labor. And so while it's helpful, I know there's some restrictions in certain countries where they just can't leave the country. So how do we summarize these moving pieces to that bit of information?
Well, first of all, if any of your listeners go to the State Department internet site, there's questions and answers page on it, and that'll help a lot in the background. But in essence, if I had to boil it down, and we did for Pro Farmer Letter today, it allows the consulates to waive the in-person interviews on a first time and returning H2 applicants, that's both H2A and H2B, that have no apparent ineligibility or potential eligibility. So that means the interview waiver can apply to those whose previous visas expired within the past 48 hours and didn't previously require a waiver of ineligibility if they're applying for the same classification as their prior visa. That says a lot right there. In other words, more flexibility. That's the bottom line.
Neither you or I can tell when this coronavirus pandemic is going to start to come on the downside, but any other things in the world of agriculture that we're really focused on right now, whether it be the short term or the long term, to get through this?
The long term, I want to say, I think this will play into the next farm bill debate, because we're going to have a revolutionary rather than an evolutionary farm bill relative to the safety net. We shouldn't be talking about any more shallow loss payment programs in the next farm bill, and that's an understatement. So I think you're going to see a renewed look at better getting a safety net, that no safety net can apply to all situations, including this one. Short term, it looks like we will need additional aid to the ag sector, because I think it was ugly politics that got involved in the Senate this week with a few Democrats, and I'll just leave it at that, where USDA and Senator John Hoeven, a Republican from North Dakota, wanted a $20 billion increase in the Commodity Credit Corporation's Charter Act. They only got $14 billion because some Democratic senators wanted some other things. Or, and I can name him directly, Pat Leahy, Senator Pat Leahy, Democrat from Vermont, outright said he thought that this would just be used by President Trump to aid his recipients and in the Farm Belt. That was one of the ugliest things that I've seen in my over 40 years in Washington, D.C.